proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Now, today's program, I'd like to discuss with you concerning the Friends of Zion. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell, and you can find more information at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's delve into the story of a true friend of Zion, Corrie ten Boom. On the morning of May 10, 1940, the citizens of the Netherlands awoke to the sound of aircraft engines roaring in the sky. Germany was attacking the Netherlands, Belgium, France, and Luxembourg without a declaration of war given before the hostilities. After Germany invaded Poland in September of 1939, Britain and France had declared war on Germany. However, the Netherlands hoped to remain neutral, as they had done during the First World War, which was 25 years earlier. In a January 20, 1940 radio speech, Winston Churchill tried to convince the Dutch not to wait for the inevitable German attack, which the Allies knew about because they had obtained the German attack plans. The Dutch, however, refused. The Dutch Prime Minister was personally convinced Germany would not violate Dutch neutrality. Of course, he was very wrong. Within 4 short days, the war was over, and the Netherlands had fallen into German hands, which was May 14th of 1940. Immediately, the Germans began to impose restrictions upon the Jewish citizens of the occupied countries. During the first year of the occupation of the Netherlands, Jewish people had to get a large letter J stamped in their IDs. Their movements were restricted, and of course, as the war progressed, many were eventually sent to concentration camps and many perished. The Ten Boom family of Haarlem in the Netherlands were unlikely members of the Dutch underground who worked to hide and save Jewish citizens. Caspar Ten Boom was a watchmaker, and in 1924 his daughter Corrie became the first licensed female watchmaker in the Netherlands. Corrie and Betsy, until their arrest, lived their entire lives in the childhood home in Haarlem. Corrie also ran a church for the mentally disabled people, raised foster children in the home, and was extremely active in other charitable causes. In her most famous book, The Hiding Place, Corrie tells how her family hid Jewish people in a secret hiding place that a carpenter with the Dutch resistance built in a closet in her bedroom. Corrie's father, Caspar ten Boom, wore a yellow star of David with the words Jude written on it, like all the other Jews who were forced to wear it in their city. However, the Ten Boom family was not Jewish, but were very committed Christians who believed the Bible and believed God's promises about the Jewish people. On February 28th of 1944, a Dutch informant told the Nazis about the Ten Boom's work, and the Nazis arrested the entire family. When Caspar Ten Boom was interrogated in prison, the Gestapo asked if he knew that he could die for helping the Jewish people. He replied, "It would be an honor to give my life for God's chosen people." Caspar Ten Boom died 10 days later at the age of 84. Corrie and her sister Betsy eventually arrived at Ravensbrück concentration camp, where Betsy also died. Corrie was later released on a clerical error. At Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, which is the Holocaust memorial, there is a section of trees planted in honor of the righteous among the nations, those who risked their lives to save Jewish people from the Holocaust. Corrie ten Boom has a tree planted at Yad Vashem, and she is truly one of the righteous among the nations. So, question for today. Where are the modern-day Corrie ten Booms? Where are the Christians in this new generation who will stand up for the Jewish people and for the nation of Israel? In our own country, just a few months ago on 9/11, the very anniversary of the horrific terror attacks, our President and Congress passed legislation to form a deal with Iran. Why? Because they are afraid to stand for what is right. We are no longer the home of the brave. Also, the supreme leader of Iran again reaffirmed his country's intention of destroying Israel, and yet the USA still signed such a deal. Where are the Christians to speak up against this? Why is no one concerned? I don't know what my country will do, but I know what I will do. By God's grace, I will stand for the nation of Israel and for the Jewish people. I constantly pray and ask the Lord to give me the same grace that He gave the Ten Boom family for the dark days ahead. I believe this because God is still in control. As we think about these words today, let us always remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.